I loved learning about mummies when studying ancient Egypt. I loved this unit because ancient Egypt has always fascinated me. This has definitely been the most exciting unit yet. Mrs. Browning wrapped Colton into a mummy. We were all surprised when we opened our eyes and saw Colton lying still on the table. Mrs. Browning cut out pieces of paper to look like some of the major organs. She made it look like she was pulling them out of his body and then put the pieces of paper into a special type of jar called a canopic jar. Then she started to wrap him with gauze. While she wrapped him, she added jewels and continued to wrap. They did this in ancient times so that they would have good fortune in the afterlife. In real Egyptian times, the person being mummified laid on a slanted table so that when they put them in the natron, all the natron and the bodily fluids would run out. We also made mummy books to help us remember the steps of mummification. It was a 2-page book, and on the front cover, we colored it to look like a sarcophagus. I colored it to look like Cleopatra. It is very colorful. On the second page, we had step-by-step instructions on how to embalm a body. If you are interested in some of this stuff, we got all of our information from the book Tales Mummy Tell. Our last project was to make a Wordle. To do this, we went into the computer lab and went to Wordle.com. We started by typing 10 complete sentences to describe everything we had learned about mummies. Then the website created the finished product using our keywords. We were able to personalize it by choosing different formats. Mine had a blue background and red and green graffiti-style writing. I thought I knew a lot about mummies, but it turned out I barely knew anything at all. I really hope I will be able to remember these many different facts about mummies. I like mummies more than I did before I studied them, and I liked them a lot before.